Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Mike McMullen, president of the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce. I want to thank WTTR for letting me come to you every Saturday morning to talk a little bit about what's going on in the business community here in Carroll. And the Chamber's been around since 1924, so we've been in the thick of it, promoting business, saying shop local. That's still our message now. We do a lot of amazing community events that people wouldn't even imagine were ours. Go to our website, carrollcountychamber.org, and you'll be able to see. We do a lot of events that promote our businesses, that introduce them to one another, that introduce them to elected officials. And on top of that, at the Chamber, we like to have fun. And one of the ways that we do that is, especially up until COVID hit, we were pretty well known for doing at least one international trip every year. We've been to Cuba 3 times, China 2 times, Austria, Italy, Greece. I know I'm forgetting something out there. And we've been to Ireland, and we're going to Ireland again. And that's what this little show's about. So I have the privilege of having my representative that I work with from Chamber Discoveries, Mr. Chris Brough. Chris, good to see you.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. It's nice to have you on the show, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Chris, you work with Chamber Discoveries, and you guys are a pretty large firm that works with a lot of different chambers all around the U.S., right?
Yes, sir. Nationwide.
Nationwide. And I know we're the best chamber that you've ever worked with, and that goes without saying, and I really appreciate that. So I had to toss that in. So we're doing a couple of trips with you for next year. I know we're doing Ireland and we're doing Greece in the fall, but we're doing Ireland and it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going over St. Patrick's Day. That's exciting, right? We're going to be departing March 15th. And Chris, I wanted you on this show because I wanted to showcase for folks that they can find out all about how this trip works by going to our website. It's right on the homepage, carrollcountychamber.org. And also they can either register and come to our office or register and do this via Zoom, but you're going to be putting out a little informational webinar for us on Wednesday, July 28th from 6 to 7 p.m., correct?
Yes, sir. I'm really looking forward to that.
And yeah, I am too.
I hope we can, you know, I hope a lot of folks will join us.
Well, I'm hoping so. And I think that now it's one of these deals where I think that COVID obviously shut down a lot of international trips. But I'm seeing COVID a little bit more in the rearview mirror right now. And that's what I'm excited about. So that's why I decided now's the time to promote these trips that we're going to do. And I love Ireland. I mean, I've been there 4 times. This will be my 5th time going back. And to be there over St. Patrick's Day is a very, very special thing. So let's talk a little bit about something. Before we went on the air, you had reminded me, and I appreciate that for anybody who feels a little bit, oh man, should I be booking an international trip? COVID, what happens if it comes back? One thing for sure, with this trip, if people go ahead and put a deposit down, and I think the deposit is like $450 a person, right?
That's correct.
They can cancel for any reason whatsoever without even having insurance up through September 15th of this year. So they've got like almost 2 full months if they change their like mind, which hopefully they wouldn't. But in order to have a sense of peace about it, they could cancel up until then and get a complete refund, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Well, let's hope that nobody would do that because COVID would not dare to bother us over in Ireland over St. Patrick's Day next year. So let's talk a little bit about how this thing works, Chris. They sign up for the trip. We get them on the list and we take off from Dulles Airport. And
yes, sir.
We maybe make a connecting flight in like Newark or whatever, but we end up landing in beautiful Shannon Airport, right?
Correct. The next morning.
Yep, the next morning. So that's our first full day over in Ireland. And tell me a little bit about the hotel where we're going to stay and the town where we're going to stay.
You know, you're going to be staying at the Savoy. It's a city-centric hotel or city center hotel. It's one of my favorites. It's absolutely beautiful. Particularly just the rooms in the lobby, just, you know, have that class about them. But really from there, really easy to walk around and really kind of just enjoy the city. And really that and why it's so, that's so important is because there's the St. Patrick's Parade during the you know, of course, during St. Patrick's Day, and folks will be able to literally just walk out their hotel and the activities are right, you know, right at their doorstep.
And then, Chris, once again, the town we're going to be staying in is Limerick. And that's kind of in like the western part of Ireland, right?
Yes, sir, it is. Yeah. And, you know, very, very, what I would consider very centrally located to most of the places in the country. There's not too many days that are spent, you know, many hours on the bus. It's not like that at all.
Yeah, and I like the fact that I think it's the second full day we're there. March 17th will be St. Patrick's Day, and they're probably going to have a parade in this town and all kinds of fun things. And no one's going to need to worry about how much do they drink, because they're not going to have to drive back to their place. Well, they wouldn't. They like never would anyways, because we have buses for them. But they can walk right back to their hotel after a very special time. I was in Ireland once in 2015 over St. Patrick's Day. And it's a pretty special thing to be there at that time.
It really is. It was eye-opening. A lot different than we celebrate it here. And I really enjoyed it.
I know it's not quite the drunken fest that they kind of make it out here. But I will have to admit, I think I had about 4 or 5 pints of beer during the course of the day. So I brought the American way to celebrate over to Ireland for that.
Good.
In case you just now tuned in, I'm talking to Mr. Chris Brough of Chamber Discoveries about the Chamber's amazing trip to Ireland in March of 2022, and also about the July 28th webinar we're going to have. Either you can come to our office at 9 East Main Street and be there with us while maybe I'll bring some Irish beer, or you can Zoom in on it. So listen, we're about at the halfway point now. Let's hit some of the high points of what folks can expect to see. I know on day 4, we go to the Cliffs of Moher. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, that day we'll be in the Cliffs of Moher, and we'll also hit Galway. The Cliffs of Moher will be in the morning. It'll include the entrance fee, of course. And your guide will basically take you and different parts of the cliffs, give you those panoramic views. And then, of course, folks are going to have free time as well.
That's a gorgeous thing. And I read recently that the movie that almost everybody's probably seen, The Princess Bride, the Cliffs of Insanity that they climb up, that is the Cliffs of Moher. So it is one of the most beautiful places on earth. And then Galway, my goodness. I mean, there's songs written about that town. So we'll get to do both of those.
Right.
And then I know that the next day we go to the Dingle Peninsula, correct?
Correct. And that will be in Dingle all day. Dingle is just extremely special. It has some of the most beautiful scenic views in all of Ireland, if you can believe it. Mm-hmm. And we'll spend a lot of time of the day in the town of Dingle as well, exploring the shops, eating lunch, and really get to kind of soak it all in.
Yeah, and I've been there, and I can remember the drive is gorgeous. It's just one of the most beautiful areas. In fact, it's not too far from Cork, where I studied Irish history, Irish literature when I was in college for about six weeks. So it's a beautiful area. And if we're getting you excited a little bit about Ireland, please go to the Chamber website, carrollcountychamber.org. Right on our homepage, you can click on that. You can download the full brochure that can tell you where we're going to be. 6 nights in Limerick, and then there's a 2-night extension you can book to Dublin. On top of that, there's a link if you want to book right there for the trip. If you're not ready to book for the trip, you can at least go on our website and book for the webinar. So after the Dingle trip, the next day we do a few fun things, right? I got Rock of Cashel, Kilkenny Castle, and Bunratty Castle for a medieval feast. Tell me a little bit about those, Chris.
Gosh, you know, this is probably just personally my favorite day. We'll go to the Rock of Cashel in the morning. And from there, head to Kilkenny. We'll visit the town, but we'll also go into the Kilkenny Castle as well, and have a tour through the castle. Really kind of spending that afternoon in Kilkenny. Driving back, we'll head back and we'll actually have dinner at the Bunratty Castle. And that'll kind of finish out our day. We will go back to the hotel before the Bunratty Castle dinner, but we are going to be having dinner in a castle later that evening.
Yeah, that's awesome. I remember I did the Bunratty Castle medieval feast when I was in college, way, way back when, and it was a hoot. I mean, the music they've got, they're all dressed up like back in the day, you know, and you're eating with your hands. I think they give you a knife only to eat with, and we drank mead. Oh, my goodness, it was a great time. I absolutely had a little bit too much to drink that day, too, but it was a great, great time we had. So now, the next day, we kind of have a chill day, right? I think there's an optional trip to Blarney Castle if you want to kiss the stone, or you can do whatever you want for that day.
Right, exactly. And folks, really kind of, this is for the folks not choosing to extend into Dublin, this would be our last full day. And so really kind of giving the folks their choice to, hey, we can go down to the Blarney Castle and spend the day there, or we can just maybe finish up some shopping in Limerick before we come home. So either way, it's their choice.
And Chris, I remember Blarney, unless I'm mistaken, I think there's an amazing gift shop right near there. So even if you don't want to go up into the actual castle, there's a gift shop there that's like one of the largest in Ireland, where you can buy your Aran sweaters and your Cleta rings and all those type of things, the Irish caps and everything. It's just a beautiful, beautiful spot. But I don't think anybody's going to want to end their trip that soon. I think we're going to get, everybody's going to want to go for two more nights to Dublin. So to get to Dublin, I guess we're taking the bus, right?
Right. Yeah. It's not that far. It's just a little more than 2 hours to get into Dublin from Limerick, and we'll leave that morning getting in, and then we'll come into Dublin and, you know, instantly go into Trinity College, for example. We'll go into the library and we'll go see the Book of Kells and into St. Patrick's Cathedral and so on. It's one of my favorite days. It's a really good spot.
It is. And the Guinness is great there too. And you've got, all the history there is just amazing. And just, it's fun hanging out with folks in Ireland. It's the one place I've traveled a lot. It's the one place when I land over there in Ireland, I feel like I've come home. You know, everybody's so nice. They're so friendly. And that's where I believe what I heard a long time back is there's two types of folks that live here in the States, those who are Irish and those who wish that they were. So that's that's the one time where everybody gets a chance to be Irish. All right, so Chris, we're almost out of time, but I can tell people, go to our website, carrollcountychamber.org. The brochure's right there on the front page. Please do sign up for our webinar on the 28th of this month. It's a Wednesday from 6 to 7. You can either come to the office with me or you can Zoom your way in. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me on my cell phone, which is right on the brochure, 410-977-3111. The trip is going to go for $3,099 a person, but the early bird discount, if you make your deposit by September 1st, is $2,799. You're going to save $300. And then it's $499 for the extension to Dublin. But this includes your flight, your hotel, every breakfast, your feast at the castle, any of the tours that we go on, the cost of the tour guide. It's amazing. Chris, give me about a half a minute more of why this is the trip that everyone should take.
You know, this trip personally, one of my favorite things about it, and quite frankly, is just getting to wake up in the same hotel and not having to pack and unpack.
Yep.
Folks are going to get to come into one hotel and really kind of unpack and put all their stuff and use the closets and not feel so rushed throughout the day, having to pack and repack throughout the trip.
Chris, so, that's it, man. I appreciate it, buddy. I don't want to cut you off, but we're out of time. Yes, and that's an excellent reason. Thanks for being on the show, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
All right. If you missed this show, it'll be up on our website later on today, carrollcountychamber.org, or you can call us at 410-848-9050. If you happen to be strolling around beautiful downtown Westminster, maybe stopping off at Giulianova's Italian Grocery, we're right next door. So thank you very much. Come to Ireland with us. Do something special today with family or friends, and God bless.
Carroll County.